Courting Trouble. Written by Kathy Lett and read by Jennifer Valetic.
I don't think Portia's out putting up posters. The timid voice belonged to Chantelle, who I now noticed was in a corner of the adjoining living room, sitting in the near dark like a nervous cat. What? She's been meeting some old dude every afternoon, after school, on Parliament Hill. My mother and I dropped our animosity to each other immediately. An old dude? What old dude? We said simultaneously. I was suddenly pitching and rolling in a wild sea, though there was only carpet beneath my feet. How do you know? When I have nightmares in that, Portia lets me sleep in her room on the futon. I hear her talking to him on her phone, making arrangements and that. I asked her about him, but she wouldn't say nothing. I don't want it to happen to Portia. You know, what happened to me? She said in a small voice. I felt panic rear up like a tidal wave. Here I was, worrying about boys while my daughter was meeting some man. What man? The thrower of the rock? Some nasty predator spinning his evil, sticky web as he groomed her for abduction? The papers were full of paedophiles, pied pipering teenage girls away. I imagined this horror for a sickening second before banishing it, appalled, from my mind. Chris Brown finally gave way to a female voice. Detective Denise Phillips speaking? There was no longer any time to report bomb threats. A bigger explosion had just been detonated in my life. I dropped the phone as if it had burnt me at the same moment my mother snatched up her car keys. With the synchronicity of Olympic swimmers, Roxy and I were down the hall and out the door. Roxy gripped my hand. I squeezed hers back as we bolted, terrified, for her car. At the bottom of the stairs, we collided into two men who were arriving from opposite directions. In all the mayhem, I'd forgotten about my romantic rendezvous with Nathaniel, let alone my dating commitment with Jack. Jack was looking sardonic and amused, a facial expression he really should copyright.
You have way too much energy for someone without a crystal meth addiction. Do you know that, Tilly?
Am I too early? Nathaniel asked, extending an artful bouquet of exotic flowers.
Planning a menage a trois, are we, Tilly?
Jack asked, eyebrow cocked, voice low and smoky.
Oh, God, sorry, just introduce yourselves, I babbled, rushing by.
Nathaniel called something out after me, but we were already in Roxy's car, careering around the corner on two wheels, nearly taking out a letterbox and a street sign in our race in the dark to the park.